This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado conservation and wildlife advocates are unsatisfied with the state's early wolf reintroduction efforts. They've released a plan of their own. CPR Sam Brash reports.
The debate comes after Colorado voters narrowly passed a 2020 ballot initiative calling for wolf reintroduction. A big question now is an overall population goal. A state advisory committee suggests about 200 wolves. Lindsay Laris is with Wild Earth Guardians, an environmental group. She says that's not nearly enough.
We don't want a population of wolves that's so small it's going to die out within a generation.
Laris's group joined a coalition of 13 others to release an alternative plan on Monday. It calls for a minimum of 750 wolves or 150 packs as a minimum population goal. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
In Pueblo, another move in a dispute over wastewater out of the Evraz Rocky Mountain Steel Mill. State officials have responded to a demand that they review water pollution from the mill. It could take years. Here's CPR's Miguel Otárola.
The state's Water Quality Control Division says it will review a permit allowing the mill to dump its wastewater into Salt Creek, but told activists it won't finish that review until the end of 2024. Pueblo physician Velma Campbell says that isn't fast enough.
That's more than 2 years from now, and they've had years, decades, to work on this permit.
Campbell says the mill's wastewater is an environmental justice issue for the community, which is largely Hispanic. The state says it first has to review the creek's underlying basin, a process that would take until next summer. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
On this 10th anniversary of the shooting at a movie theater in Aurora, the city's U.S. Representative Jason Crow says more needs to be done to keep people safe.
We live in a community that's been scarred and traumatized, and our children and our neighbors live in fear over the next school shooting, the next street shooting, whatever it might be.
And ahead this morning, the father of one of the Aurora shooting victims.
A big piece of our future was taken from us that day.